Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM and AM here in Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I have a guest on the line. I've been talking a little bit about what's going on here with Leedy Van Cavage, the senior legislative attorney for bestfriends.org. Leedy, good morning. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Bruce, loud and clear, and I am fine. It is a beautiful day here in southern Illinois.
Are you? So you're not out in Utah today. You're sticking around the area.
I am. I am indeed.
All I know is. Okay, I had you on the show about a month ago, and we talked about various different things. Tell folks a little bit about what you do. Just give me a real quick, short synopsis before we talk about what's going on with the cats.
Yeah, well, we're trying to. Well, basically, what I do is try to get good legislation for animals and people for safe and humane communities passed throughout the United States in various state houses. Like, we're working on a bill in Missouri that we got passed the House to get rid of breed discrimination there.
Right.
Because in Missouri, they, you know, like some cities outlaw chows and German shepherds and Rottweilers and pit bulls. So it's pretty crazy. So anyway, we got that one through the House. And then, you know, we work on legislation, basically, to try to reduce the killing of animals in shelters throughout the United States.
And there's a law going through the assembly up there in Springfield. Has it already been passed by either House?
No, and actually, we ran into an unexpected problem, and my dog is, like, she might be puking in the background, so I'm sorry if you hear that.
Hey, don't worry, I didn't hear it. I didn't.
Okay, good. But basically, the Department of Natural Resources, unbelievably, opposes all outdoor cats.
Let's explain what was going on first. For the last 10 years, funding for the helping to spay and neuter and sterilize feral cats has been conducted through a particular venue, right?
Yeah, it's through the State Pet Population Fund. And if you send the money to the state, they can fund trap, neuter, and return for people, for cats, for programs. They can fund spays and neuters for pets of people on disability are food stamps, but they pay a lot more than the counties do. The counties can choose to keep the money in county or send it to the state. You know, so basically, if they send it to the state, they can fund TNR programs,
right,
trap, neuter, and return programs. But if the counties keep it, they can't fund it. So this bill is simply to allow counties to do what the state can, and the Department of Natural Resources came out against all outdoor cats, saying they're an invasive species. It's kind of crazy that they're even against farm cats.
I'm just kind of confused Len, when you were here last time.
Yes.
Len and I were talking about this a little bit, and we were trying to figure out how they were determining cats and feral cats to be an invasive species. We thought maybe they were looking at squirrels or something, or birds. That's why I'm serious. Are they trying to protect the squirrel population? Are they trying to protect particular birds? I'm just confused.
Yeah, I think they're trying to protect, you know, allegedly all wildlife. But let's face it. I mean, we've killed off so many badgers and weasels and predators that basically preyed on these birds that they're kind of filling a niche now. And a lot of the birds that cats might prey on are an invasive species themselves, like starlings.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But for DNR to come out against all outdoor cats, I mean, they got their priorities a little screwed up, especially when they're shutting down parks in southern Illinois.
How are they a serious threat? I wonder how the definition of serious threat to the environment.
Well, you know, and two, like, if that's the case, then you would want less cats, right? And catching them and killing them for the last 100 years hasn't reduced the population.
Right.
So let's try something new. Let's try trap, neuter, and return that will reduce the population.
That's the thing. Trap, neuter, and return has a proven track record, doesn't it?
Exactly, exactly. It does. And we have the same goal. We all want less cats. So I think the Department of Natural Resources just hasn't done their research. And I can't believe that Governor Rauner would, you know, support their bizarre stance, because I think it's kind of radical. So I just find it a little odd. We're not giving up, though. We're going to, you know, try to set up meetings with DNR and talk to them and try to maybe get this on a bill in the Senate.
I guess that's what I was going to ask next. How does one go about informing DNR about what's going on? We went through the same thing down here within the last couple of years about fracking. DNR was they've been fracking oil in Wayne County in southern Illinois for the last 70 years. And the bill, and they supported a bill. I don't care whether or not you support it or not. DNR basically just across the board said, you know, this is bad. This can't be done. And whereas it's been done, it's been proven safe.
Yeah.
And I guess my question is, it was about a 3-year process for the oil industry to help straighten DNR out. What kind of process does it work? Will it be for an animal group to help inform DNR?
Well, I think, you know, if we can get your members calling the governor's office, and we've got an alert on bestfriends.org/action for people to send a letter to DNR's legislative director and the governor. You know, they can just go on bestfriends.org and take action. I think the more we can get the word out, you know, like you guys did with the oil issue in southern Illinois, the better off it is. Because I can't believe the governor agrees that all outdoor cats are an invasive species. That just seems so bizarre to me. It's laughable. It's pretty well extreme.
That, you know, I guess I keep going back to it. That doesn't make sense. Where the person who would call a feral cat an invasive species basically has never been around a farm, it seems like, you know?
Exactly. I mean, they're putting in, you know, like all farm cats, all working cats, you know, all pets that go outside. I mean, it's crazy. And again, if the goal is to have less cats and that would impact less wildlife, then you want more of them spayed and neutered, because the more they're having kittens, the more that there's going to be an impact, right? It's math.
Is it a problem with giving the counties access or more autonomy? Could that be a problem?
You know, it could be. I mean, you know, it seems like they don't mind the state giving out the money, but, you know, they don't want the counties to do it. And let's face it, the counties are probably more efficient, because, like, here in Madison County, they give grants to organizations, and they only charge basically $40 for a spay or neuter. That's what they reimburse the vet for. The state reimburses the vets $125 for a spay or neuter for a cat. And that's so, you know, you can get a lot more cats done at $40 than you can at $125.
We'd love
it's
to
crazy.
Have that. Yeah, that makes no sense that they would be against that kind of thing. I know.
I just
misunderstand.
The thing that kills me is we got it out of the hearing, and the Farm Bureau wanted an amendment. We agreed to it that basically farm cats wouldn't have to be registered or microchipped, and farmers wouldn't have to, you know, pay any registration fees. That's fine. They agreed to it at the hearing, at the Agriculture Committee hearing, and then they wouldn't even let us put they wouldn't let Representative Sarah Feigenholz put the amendment on the floor.
You've got the Farm Bureau, the farmers basically, on the same side as animal activists,
which I
must tell you, I don't see happening all that often, right?
Well, you know, they this is a good subsidy for
absolutely,
farmers, you know?
Absolutely.
They could get their cats, but you're right, you don't see it that often, and so you would think they would be happy, but no, Department of Natural Resources had to muck it all up.
What's the bill? What's the bill information?
The bill number is House Bill 4671, and again, if you go to bestfriends.org /action, folks can take action there, but or call the governor's office and ask him why DNR is doing this, because it's crazy.
Well, Leedy, I appreciate your time and efforts on the matter. You got anything else you want to mention to the folks of Wayne County, Edwards County?
Well, actually, there's another bill going through, and it is a bill that would that just clarifies that if an animal's out in life in bad, you know, very hot heat or very cold
extreme conditions.
Yeah, extreme conditions that you can take act, you know, you can basically help the animal and the person could be charged. So that one is a clarification bill, and that one's going through without a problem right now.
Well, that's good.
So that's good.
Yeah, that is good. Now, you were mentioning, before I let you go, you were mentioning Missouri. Which one is better, Missouri or Illinois? Isn't Missouri just kind of a snake's nest right now with the Humane Society?
Well, Missouri has a lot of problems, but, you know, we love this bill because it would prevent local governments from enacting these idiotic laws outlawing, you know, German Shepherds or Chows or Pit Bulls or Mixes, you know, so we love the bill, and it's House Bill 1811 in Missouri. Best Friends is helping with it, and so are the Missouri Pet Federation, you know, so the breeders and, you know, and Best Friends are on the same page on this one, but the Missouri Alliance for Animal Legislation is fighting that. So it's a weird session, Bruce.
This is really strange. I mean, I guess, you know, the old cliche strange bedfellows. You're all in bed
exactly.
together, but there's somebody keeps turning on the light.
I know. It's a little strange, but we're hoping House Bill 1811 gets through in Missouri.
Well, thanks very much for your time and your efforts, Lady. I appreciate you calling today.
Thank you, Bruce, and you have a great day, sir.
Thanks. Have a good one. See you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's Lady Van Cavage. She's the senior legislative attorney for Best Friends, and they keep an eye on what's going on all over the country. They try to keep an eye on other states as well as local states, and just keep an eye on what's going on. Best for the animals, our animal friends. Be back on the Bruce Dickey Show. Going to play some music when we return.